This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we sit back and hang out and talk a little bit on this lovely Tuesday. What's the date again? Let's take a look at that because now I'm not even sure. Tuesday, August the 16th. Boy, you know, it's interesting the further we get into the year and taking a look around at the things that are going on. And of course, we can sit back and go, well, there's 137 days left before the end of the year and all that kind of fun stuff if you really want to go with that general direction. But we don't have to, because here's the thing. The work that you do and the work that I do kind of never stops. Keeping people safe or going about talking about methodologies in regards of how to do this is always an ongoing conversation. And even though we can say, okay, we're on the verge of 2023 and the year's coming to an end and blah, 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 you know, it's always going. So as I sit back today and take a look and take a listen and start wondering and having that all important conversation of how are you? Like, seriously, how are you? You just came out of one of the most difficult times in life. In regards of being in lockdown, you know, the whole thing of people quarantining, the whole thing of actually the pandemic occurring. But have you stopped for a moment to see how you're doing? Now, listen, over the last couple of years, a lot of things have changed. We're probably closer to the 3-year mark at this point. But how are you? Because that's an important question. We are constantly going around trying to see how our organizations are doing, how our people are doing, how things are going. But when was the last time that someone sat down with you to see how you were doing? So that's my question to you. What are you doing to take care of yourself? What are you doing to be able to move forward? When was the last time you took time on your calendar and marked out time for me? Not me as in me, Jay, but me as in me, you. When did you lock out some time to take care of your needs? Listen, our industry is consistently and constantly evolving. There are new regulations you need to keep up on. There is something going on inside of the organization that you need to keep up with. There is this, there is that, there is knowledge base that you need to gain. You need to make sure that you still know the stuff that you knew before, how much has changed. But we forget about that whole important thing that we have to be able to move forward in doing the things that we're doing. And listen, this can be anything. This can be listening to tones that we talk about all the time, as you can already tell that I'm a big fan of it. It could be a walk at the lake. It could be a walk around the block. It could be going to the beach. It could be escaping from everybody that's around you. But there are times in life that you need to do stuff to take care of yourself. And I know it's difficult to do. It is difficult to set time apart to be able to do so. So with it being right now, if you're listening to this kind of close to real time, the 16th of August, what are you planning on doing to take care of yourself? Can you take a moment right now, stop whatever you're doing, and look at your calendar? And go, right now, I could probably block out this time to do something for me. Like I said at the very beginning, 137 days left before the end of the year. I'll tell you, I have been speaking with people or spoken to people in the past in regards of what they tell me, how they relax. And I've come to the conclusion that what I like to do, if I have the availability of doing so, is escaping from everything and trying to hide out and do my own thing. And listen, I still do my radio shows and I still do my talks and all that kind of stuff, but I make time to do things on my own. I love my family. I love my acquaintances. I love my friends, but there are times that I need to do stuff for me. And in regards of that, sometimes it's difficult to do, but it's trying to make the timing to do so. And yeah, I know that if you try to have a conversation with someone, let's say, for instance, a family member, a spouse, so on, hey, I'm going to take a vacation day. I'm going to take this day and I'm not going to do anything with anyone except myself. People might be like, what? What are you doing? But these are conversations we need to have. And listen, I will take a moment and say my traditional line here. I know we are currently not talking about safety. And that's okay. Our days consist of day in and day out about talking about this stuff. And I'm not saying it's not important. And I'm not saying that it ever stops. I'm saying we need to do stuff to make sure that we can take care of others and also make sure that we're taking care of ourselves. And one way that we can assist people in taking care of them is by making sure that we're okay. And sometimes I think we forget how important that is. Listen, people depend on you. I get it. People depend on what you're doing, the work you're doing. I get it. Some people don't love what you do. I get it. What I'm telling you is I need to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Doing the things that are keeping you whole. And you know, I'm taking the responsibility on that one. I did say that. I need to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. I did say that out loud. But I say these things for the whole importance of understanding we need to be able to move forward as an industry, a field, the things that we're doing. The end of the day, the goal has always been to leave the place better than how it started. That's the goal. So if we can do something to make sure that you are doing better, that's the important part. Think about that today. Seriously. Now, I will say this. I had a whole other thing that I wanted to talk about before I turned this microphone on today. About the world of safety and, you know, and to really take these deep dives. But I also noticed earlier that most of the times, no one will really talk about this matter. You have to go to some big, like, hoorah, rah, rah, to talk about something like this. It's not rocket science. You know that. I know that. It's about self-care. And listen, self-care can mean a lot of things to different people depending on how they want to take a look at it. I just look at this and go, what do you do to take care of yourself? That's the important part. Anyways, that's pretty much going to sum it up what I got for you today on this lovely Tuesday, August the 16th. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. Don't worry, there'll be another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. And believe me, I didn't forget about my question on Friday. So if you didn't hear it, it's about virtual or in person. So if you get a chance, please shoot another message over if you haven't done so already. Anyways, take care of yourself. We'll speak extremely soon. Bye-bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.